Hello?
Yes, good day, may I please assist with Philip?
Who is this?
My name is Celine. I am from Web Services at Local Splash.
Oh, okay.
Hi,
What's
Philip.
up?
How are you
Yeah,
doing?
this is Philip, yeah.
Okay, so I've been asked to give you a call. You wanted to do some changes to the website.
Not changes to the website. You guys said that you guys were going to complete some changes, and they never got completed. And so there's specifically, like, on the website editor, when you go in there and try to upload pictures or choose photos, because I'm the one who manages our website. Every time you try to find specific photos, like, I have uploaded probably hundreds of photos at this point, but a few months back, and they said they were going to fix it, there's duplicates of the first four photos we uploaded, like probably hundreds and hundreds of them, and they flooded the upload software, so I can't even find any photos that I like have uploaded, the good photos pretty much, and there's so many duplicates, and they said they were going to go through and filter them out and delete them and clean it up for us.
Oh, but it's on the editor. No, it's just the order that came to us was that you were seeing duplicates on your site. So
what
we checked the site. The order that we got was that you were seeing photos duplicated on the live website. On the website editor, it says every time that you use a photo, the editor duplicates. So that is not showing on the live website, the duplicate photo. It's just on the editor. Correct?
So not on the actual website, the place where you go when you are trying to upload a photo or change a photo that's on the website. The website's fine. Like, the actual website has not been affected by this. It's the process of trying to edit the website. Like, somebody, I asked originally.
I lost
different
you.
Edits, and most of those have been completed, but they went through in that process and flooded the website editor, like the upload software, with the same four photos. And I called again probably 2 months ago now at this point, if not further back, to have those removed and cleaned up. And we got a call the other day saying that all the changes have been completed and nothing has been changed. And there's a few other problems, but we'll start right there.
Okay, so again, that's a problem actually with the editor. The photos should never be uploaded directly to the website editor because there is no storage in there. That's why you always find duplicates. Photos need to be uploaded on your client dashboard.
That wasn't me that did that, though. That wasn't me that did that. It was somebody on your end. It was not, like, it was fine before, and somebody went through and changed that, and it affected the website editor. So I can't even.
The live website is not affected. There are no duplicate images on the live website. It's just on the website editor. Is that correct?
Yes.
Or you're saying duplicate
yes.
image? Exactly. So that's what I'm trying to say. So whoever uploaded directly to the website editor, that's what it creates, it duplicates. So.
Yeah, so somebody from your company, from Local Splash, did that, not from us.
Okay, I will see what I can do with that, but it's just that's the editor. So the editor, if we delete one image and if it actually happens to be the original, it will go away. So that is not the easiest thing to walk around, but it's on the editor. As long as it doesn't affect the live website, I would talk to my team to see how we can try to fix that. So besides from that, what wasn't completed?
So there was another thing. So on the listings, on the Local Splash page, we asked for them to go through each website and edit the AND, so it's Ferguson's Heating, and it's the AND sign, cooling, and we asked to go through and edit all AND to the AND sign, and they completed that, but instead of actually going through all the listings and changing that, they just deleted listings entirely and replaced those listings with what looks to be a fake or generic website. They'll be like local homes, local literally gibberish. Local SKJ something, like local.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it'll be repeated. Oh. There's probably 20 of them on our listings, and that's just not what we asked. We asked for editing on the website, so like certain ones got removed entirely, like more popular ones where people actually go to find our company or find our website have been removed entirely instead of edited like we asked.
I see. Well, that is not a website edit. That's actually from the account, but I can alert your account manager to go through the premium listing placements and to correct which listings actually are the popular ones for your trade.
What did you say?
Just that is not a change for the website. That's actually something else to do. That's not something that I do. That's for your account manager to actually, because I see on your client dashboard you are in 98 listings. So you just want to be on the relevant one rather than just throughout different small listings websites, correct?
So I don't see a problem with the, like, those are fine if they were just there before and like that's not so okay. I'm not making sense right now. We had a problem because you guys removed and just deleted listings and replaced them with generic fake listings. I've never heard of those websites in my entire life. And I understand that like listing it boosts the website SEO and having more backlinks boosts the SEO, but removing like good listings and useful listings, it just doesn't help our company. It actually hurts our company. And that's why I called originally, was to help boost our SEO, help boost why we appear on Google. And since then, it has been affected from that.
Okay. What I'm trying to convey to you is that I do not handle that part. I can
So I've talked to the manager several times. That's why I set this appointment up. I've had probably 5 to 10 calls at least in the last month where I come do the same exact conversation we're having right now and nothing has been changed. And they're like, oh, we'll set up a call. And then they end up calling the wrong phone number. So at least you guys called the right phone number this time, but it's still not changing. You guys aren't fixing the problem. And I've called with Catherine. I've called with I've called with probably 5 different people. It's been a different person every single time. And nothing has been changed.
I'm very sorry to hear that. It's just, unfortunately, that's not something, I don't have access to that part of your account. I only have access to your website. So that's the thing. I can help you with anything about the website, but the listings part, that is part of your account management. That's what I'm trying to say. But if you've already been talking to different people, so I'd much rather actually talk to the manager for client services and just convey to him what is the information that you're providing me. I'm seeing on your dashboard that there is a lot of different listings in there. So if those are not relevant to you and the most relevant ones, you say that they have been removed. So that's something that should the account manager have solved by now.
So I've talked with the account manager and she told me I needed to talk to somebody else. And then I get to talk to somebody else. They say, oh, we actually don't handle it. It's the same exact conversation we're having right now with different people every single time.
I see. Okay, let me see if I can...
I just need to speak to whoever handles that because it's just, it can't continue to go like this. We don't want to have to switch websites because it's going to affect our business, but if we need to switch managers or whoever's editing our website and like from Local Splash, if we need to remove that, then that might be what we have to go with. Like,
it's just also the way, it's just, when you say edit the website, what they are hearing is that you want to do changes to your website. So that's the thing. So what you want to is edit the listings where
I misspoke just right now, but spoke with them listings. I spoke with them about everything, the website editor. Like there's many problems. It's not just one part of Local Splash is the problem. It's multiple things. And I need to talk to somebody that can fix all of it or have multiple conversations with people that can fix it because this isn't working.
I'm just talking to one of the managers from the company manager, no account manager, but company manager, okay?
Okay.
To see if he can guide me, if I can actually, because I don't have access to that part of the account. That's the only thing. If I had access, I will probably just go and do a bulk email to the listings to actually update the website, because what is wrong is the website address, correct?
Say that again.
What is wrong on those listings is not just that they removed the relevant ones. What you were requesting was to have the website address updated on those listings, correct?
No, that has been fixed. They fixed the listings
that has been
had
fixed.
the
Okay.
wrong name originally. So they had AND instead of the and sign, the and for sign.
Okay. Yeah.
And so that part has been fixed, but on certain websites, like, I can't think of it off the top of my head because they've been completely removed, and I don't have like previous screenshots or anything of those. But they removed entire listings instead of updating the ones that we requested to be updated, because for some reason they just did that. They removed them entirely and replaced them with fake websites, like websites that have never been clicked on one time by a single human being in the history of their website.
Okay. Just, I'm listening. I'm conveying the message, and I'm talking just to one of the managers. I'm certain that he will be able to assist me. Yeah. So, okay. To clarify, the issue is that the listings that were relevant to you, they are no longer in there. They've removed them. They have been replaced by website listings that are irrelevant or gibberish or non-existent, and you want to have just showing the correct listings, right? The correct websites where your business is listed that are relevant to your business.
I just want
Is that
websites that are
correct?
relevant. Yes, correct.
Okay. It's just because that's the message that I'm sending, and I'm taking the screenshots of your client dashboard and everything. I just want to be very, very clear on the message, because, you know, this is an international
Well,
company, so
as you
a
would
lot
be
of people have
specific,
English as a
it's
second
both the
language
ones that
and...
begin with local. They begin with local and then a second word. It'll be local business, local home, local, just random business, like random websites that begin with local. And they all, if you click on them, they all look the exact same with just a different word after local.
Local advertiser. Yeah, I'm looking at it. Don't worry.
And
I'm
there's some
figuring
ones
all
that
of
begin
them.
with home as well. They all have that green, lime green background. They say the same exact, they're the same exact website with just a slight difference on the name.
Okay, finally someone that can actually do the job. Okay. So I have one, he's not your account manager, but he's a manager of operations. He just responded to me, so he's gonna be working on this. It's gonna be taken. So what I'm gonna do a follow-up call with you tomorrow, because I have the rest of the day booked. If he comes to me and say that he's been fixed today before I leave, I will for sure call you and let you know, hey, go ahead and take a look. This has been fixed, but he understands now what was the issue. So, and he has the ability to enter, he has access to your full account. Okay, so the latest that you will hear from me, it will be tomorrow morning. Is that okay?
Yes, that's okay.
Okay, so believe me, with
I don't
either
think anything's
resolution, I
very
will be
funny,
calling
by the
you
way. I don't think
tomorrow.
anything's very funny.
No,
This
I'm
is affecting
sorry. It's
our business. This is affecting our family, not just jokes and ha ha, okay?
I do not think that it's funny. I do
you're
apologize.
Laughing. You're
I have a nervous laugh.
Funny,
I have a nervous laugh because I actually am satisfied I found your solution. So it was a nervous laugh. I do apologize if it was offensive. I do not find the situation funny. So I did my very best to try to assist you. This is not on my domain. However, I want to help. And that's what I'm trying to do.
I'm not saying it's your fault specifically, but it's a problem with local Splash as an entirety. And
I do understand,
if this doesn't get resolved, I'm going to need to talk to somebody higher up, like, to get this resolved, because this isn't working for me.
I understand, sir, and I do apologize. And again, that was a nervous laugh because I found relief of finding a solution. So it was
okay.
I do not find the situation funny in any way, shape, or manner. It's just I was satisfied to find a solution. So my apologies if that was offensive.
Okay.
So as I say, his name is Steve, the person that is going to be working on this. He's our operations manager. He's very handsome. So as soon as he says something to me, as I say, the latest that you will hear from me will be tomorrow. I will for sure give you a call, a follow-up, and let you know that this has been finally fixed.
Okay, what's his name again, really fast, so I can keep it down?
The name for him is Steve.
Steve?
Yeah, Steve. Steve Fly, S-T-E-V-E. Steve.
Oh, okay. do you have a last name at all that I can just so I can make sure I have the right person?
I'm not allowed to give last names. I'm so sorry, but I can give you my one. I cannot give you his. My full name is Selene. It's pronounced Selene, but it's spelled S-E-L-E-N-E. And my last name is Rego. R-E-G-O.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome, Philip. As I say, I do apologize for the hackle, and hopefully this will be solved latest by tomorrow morning.
Okay? Thank you. All right.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.